Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me in the studios for our weekly update, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm happy to be here today.
Good, good. Well, you know, every week that you come in here and you update us on what is going on in the community, it's always something that is going to inform the community and keep them on their toes and make sure that they know what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, the latest thing that seems to be going around, the trend is these scams. Today's scam or this week's scam is a Rocky Mountain Power scam. So you may get a phone call from somebody that represents themselves as an employee of Rocky Mountain Power. They may tell you that your power bill is overdue and that they're going to actually shut your power off and then ask you to pay them immediately with a prepaid card of some sort. If you get any kind of call like that that's suspicious, hang up immediately and then call Rocky Mountain Power customer service and they'll help you with your actual bill.
Right.
So you know.
Well, and you know, I think a red flag for anyone is when they're asking for a form of payment that you typically wouldn't use.
Yeah,
a prepaid card, no, that's definitely suspicious.
Yeah, and don't give out any information, your social security number, credit card information, nothing like that over the phone ever. And if you do think, if it feels weird, it probably is a scam, and definitely get a hold of law enforcement or your local banking institution. They know about all the scams as well, and make sure that you're protecting your elders, your grandparents and people like that, because they're the targets of these most of the time.
Right. Well, Sheriff, moving on to some sunshine that I see outside. I'm so excited that we see the sun. I mean, it snowed on us yesterday, so fingers crossed that we're done with the snow. I want to be done with it.
I do, too. Spring's here, and, you know, the weather's deceptive here in Castle Country. It'll be T-shirt weather in the valley, but if you get up into the mountains, it may be warm while the sun's shining, but as soon as the sun goes down, it gets cold. And we've had a couple of issues last spring where people got out on ATVs or side-by-side, got themselves stuck, and then the sun went down and it got cold and they weren't dressed properly and they were in trouble. They actually, one guy almost froze to death. It was close. So just make sure if you're going out into the backcountry, it's still treacherous out there, and pack accordingly. Even though it's warm when you leave, the weather changes quickly, and as soon as the sun goes down, it gets really cold.
Right. And I mean, even if that wind picks up, it can be very cold. So definitely be prepared. You might be in a t-shirt and shorts, but in 2 seconds, you will need to bundle up.
And in serious trouble if you're stuck and, you know, you're not always in cell service. There are things you can do. Carbon Rec has satellite phones that they'll rent. If you know you're going into an area where you don't have cell service, mainly down in 9 Mile, you can actually rent a satellite phone and have communications that way. Or be sure you let somebody know where you're at, so if you're not home on time, they know where to start looking for you. And just be prepared for the worst. You just never know.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd like to thank you for coming in and updating us all on what is happening in the community. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, it's a pleasure to be here. Oh, yeah, I do want to mention we have a new search and rescue commander.
Oh.
Steve Carlson, the plumber, has taken that position. I'm really excited for that. He brings a lot to the table. He's been a member of search and rescue in the past, and he's a good guy. I'm really excited about having him on our search and rescue team.
You know what? Before I let you go, quick shout out, quick reminder, Demo Derby.
Demo Derby, August 12th. We're going to be finalizing the rules hopefully in the next week or two. And so we'll have rules out there for anyone that wants to build a car. I know they're going to have the mini class and the 80s and newer chain and bang class for sure. So if you're looking to build a derby car this year, get with Elsie down at Tire King. And she'll have a list of people that are signing up. Last year, I let people sign up for free early on. We probably won't do that this year. We'll give you a discounted rate early, and then you'll have to pay full price the closer it gets to the Derby.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for stopping by and updating us all on what is happening in the community. And don't forget, you can always check out their Facebook page to stay updated on a lot of different things that are going on as well. It's getting warm, which means a ton of events are coming up. And when you see someone from your local sheriff's department, make sure to stop by, say hi. They like to chat with you.
Say hello. They love to talk with you. So.
For sure. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.